Many businesses have users whose daily computing tasks demand more performance and flexibility than a traditional desktop can offer. When planning to outfit their unique needs, the challenge lies in finding systems that allow customized productivity, boosting configurations, and offer added cost savings for vertical workflows. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here, and on this Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast, pleased to have Rodney Holder on board, Lenovo ambassador. Rodney here to discuss Lenovo's latest new workstation, the ThinkStation P300 with Intel Xeon processors. This new workstation really signaling a brand new ID for their ThinkStation product line. And thank you, Rodney, for taking time and joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
Let's start with your background. You are a ambassador for Lenovo, 14 years experience in the PC field, five of those, again, with Lenovo here. As an ambassador, you have a pretty cool job. You get to go around and talk to people about the challenges, the needs, and you get to influence them as to what devices might really help them in terms of PC selection and getting their employees to be productive.
You know, James, holding this position for this company, and I've seen the progression, but being part of the number one PC company and providing a breakout or going to see an existing customer and potentially a new customer, I kind of get to drive the future a little bit. I mean, you know, our position, our ranking, and then if I go in and show a customer what's coming down the pipe, it kind of speaks to, you know, what everybody else is going to have. So in a way, it's kind of nice to be on the front end, but at the end of the day, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of all these devices. I'm a fan for how they're positioned as solutions. And when the futures guy comes in and talks to our team and I hear where the brand's going, I'm just stoked about it all.
So let's talk a little bit about some of those conversations you have in the field. Share with me what you're hearing in terms of the challenges that most businesses say that they're facing when it really comes to today outfitting their users with the right systems to meet their unique needs.
Well, what I've noticed over the last year and a half is the use of even the term workstation. Most people in IT know it means, you know, high-end graphics, a lot of computing power, but there are still a few that will still just mean a traditional desktop in a location in which we work. And to that point, I'm seeing a lot of concern with, okay, there's a unique group of people in each infrastructure, and they're doing a lot of the unique and dynamic things, and they're not being able to get it done on a traditional desktop. And if they are, that desktop is maxed out. It's on its last leg, breathing crazy heavy. They're pushing that desktop way more than they should. So identifying who those users are and what software, what hardware they need to get this mission critical, you know, assignment done is a huge issue. Whether it be their users need ISV certified software, flexibility. So it really helps to know exactly what their needs are and that they actually have the computing power, the device that's there for them to get this done. And be mindful, this is well beyond, you know, just crunching numbers. This is some high-end utility here.
It's interesting, Rodney. We've got this mobile world we live in now. These workstations are coming back to be the workhorses of creating all these applications that we're using on our phones, on our tablets these days. So let's talk about it here for a moment on the product side of things. What makes Lenovo's ThinkStation P300 such a good fit to solve some of the challenges you just outlined?
Well, the ThinkStation line in general addresses it because it is that box that carries that certification. It will have enough computing power to, you know, to get these mission-critical applications and run said software on these devices. And again, be mindful. I said often customers, you know, they'll try to make do with the technology they have. Well, we created this to kind of alleviate that, to give you a cost-effective solution to getting to that next tier of computing power that you need. So to that point, the ThinkStation P300, it helps customers who need a workstation performance but also at an affordable price.
The end user that's working on that ThinkStation P300, I can only assume they're going to be thrilled, right? They're going to see the increased processing power, the capabilities of the graphics, that stuff they're going to be interested in. Let's talk about IT, though. IT is always looking for devices that either simplify IT, are flexible, are easy to manage. Talk about the ThinkStation P300 in that context.
So we start looking at a complete infrastructure with all the devices there, whether it be mobile, laptops, tablets. If you just drill down to the hardcore desktops, because we do have mobile workstations, just drill down to hardcore desktops, figuring out the mix that requires a midline PC, a high-end PC, and a workstation, and that requires a little bit of work. We often talk about you can't do one size fits all. You can't even come close to that when it comes down to people who are using these ThinkStation and high-end workstations. So for us, it was a matter of allowing IT to have some flexibility. Now, what do we mean by flexibility? The ability to, in the same box, give someone an entry-level or a high-end functionality from a computing power standpoint. So the ability to put in a faster processor, a high-end graphics card, more storage. So even though we're tearing away from the traditional desktop user, inside this admitted world of high-end workstation people, they still have separate needs as well. So being able to buy the same P300 from Lenovo and then customize the internals, if you will, that's what IT is really going to love.
Makes sense. And again, addresses that flexibility that we've brought up here. What about the future? I'll go back to some of our opening comments. You like being on kind of the front line, help driving some of these devices into organizations. What do you see in terms of the use of workstations changing as the IT landscape continues to change these days?
One thing I see is more need for the mobility side of it. Weight and price are not issues, if you will, for the end users who are using these high-end functionality. I talked to a gentleman just yesterday, and what he was speaking to was he had four individuals on his staff. They were making respectively $120,000, $125,000 a year. But what they were doing, the project they were on, so we start talking mission critical, they were going to be done in the next 4 or 5 months, and they were going to save their company $4 million. These four individuals on these devices. So when we talk mission critical, that's, you can't say that enough, if you will, James. Okay, I think you're going to start to see more workstations and IT looking at what can actually get done from a bottom line standpoint. You're going to see more of their utility inside anyone's infrastructure. But mobility is going to be a huge key component to it. And we start looking at tablet. Now, how powerful can a tablet be? Because again, a lot of this has to deal with the software, the ISV certified software. So now you're going to have the ability of someone possibly on a tablet in a few years, you know, revving. So that's a huge component. So I see mobility and population, just more of these devices, because there's a bottom line saving when you start implementing workstations.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of that idea of implementing these workstations. Maybe it's a couple of tips from you to businesses that are looking to refresh their systems and they are considering adding workstations to their fleet. They don't have them now. They're just overtaxing some standard desktops that they've tried to high-end configure. But now they're saying, maybe workstations would be right for us. What do they have to be thinking about?
I would say you got to have that conversation, the conversation between IT and the end users, and realize that there's a bottom line savings to putting into a person's hands the tool for huge amounts of productivity. So I would certainly say performing a proper assessment is a key component of it. Also, too, you know, as you're having that conversation, pin down the unique and specific needs of that end user. There are a lot of ISV-certified software that are out there. It's a matter of, you know, what's going to best utilize and get you what an end user is looking for. And as you start getting those questions answered, you're going to realize, okay, there are a lot of options out here. So that's where the P300 comes back in, because there's a lot of levels of customization inside the exact same box. It's a matter of having that conversation, drilling down and pulling out the exact needs, and that's where things are going.
Hey, as always, Rodney, great conversation. Really appreciate the insights.
Always a pleasure.
And folks, for you, if you do want to learn more about Lenovo's ThinkStation workstation line and the services that can help ensure your organization is ready to build an infrastructure ready for tomorrow, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com/Lenovo or call 1-800-800-0014. You can also email us connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.